आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथोबलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेयमुपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
पेज् नम्बर् 190 We have completed 11th section of this third chapter, in which Surya Upasana was the topic. By seeing the Lord Sun as Brahman, one can attain mukti gradually. That is called Madhu Vidya. Madhu means Amritam. Vidya means Upasana. It is a type of Surya Upasana. This Vidya, Surya Upasana Vidya, has to be imparted by the teacher to the student, whoever is having Shraddha Bhakti. And Upanishad has pointed out not to be given to that person, even though he is a richest person, and some rich people, they won't do Danam, Gurudakshina, they won't give. Even though rich person is there, even though he is ready to give lot of money, lot of wealth, if that person is not having, suppose, Shraddha, Bhakti, Vishwasa, Guru Vedanta Vakyesha Vishwasaha Nasti Chet Na Datavyam. We should not impart this Vidya to such students. It is a dosha on the part of teacher. Therefore, generally, Vedanta classes, Upanishad classes, publicly they never teach. When they teach, they have to take care of all these ideas, and they have to emphasize in the mind of students, they have to inculcate Shraddha side by side. When a teacher is there to teach these Upanishads in the society to the public, the same teacher should take care of that part. What is that part? Shraddha, Bhakti, Vinayam. Values all has to be developed simultaneously at least. Munnadi irukano. Before coming to the Upanishad class, they should have all those things. Suppose if they are not having, we have to inculcate and teach. So there and there Upanishad gives warning. That warning is also for me only, every one of us should take. That is addressing the each seeker, the listener of the Upanishad. That warning is addressing each listener. So I am also a listener, therefore I have to take care of. My Shraddha Bhakti should be developed day by day towards a Shastra. Achara, Vidhi, Niyama, Nishtha also should be developed. Vak, Tapas, Indriya Nigraham, Mano Nigraham also should be come along with a study. So the phalam is Krama Mukti is the phalam. And the next section we are going to enter, that very important upasana is Gayatri Dwara Brahma Upasana. Gayatri Upasana Dwara or Gayatri Dwara Brahma Upasana. Now we will read the mantras, 12th section. Gayatri va idagum sarvam.
Gayatri va idagum sarvam.
Bhutam yedidam kincha.
Bhutam yedidam kincha.
Vagvai gayatri. Gayatri Vagva Idagum Sarvam Bhutam.
Vagvai Gayatri Vagva Idagum Sarvam.
Gayati Cha Trayate Cha.
Gayati Cha Trayate Cha.
Yavai Sa Gayatri.
Yavai Sa Gayatri.
Iyam Vavasam.
Iyam Vavasam.
Yeyam Prithivim.
Yeyam Prithivim.
Asyagum Hidagum Sarvam Bhutam Pratishthitam.
Asyagum
Hidagum Sarvam Bhutam
Pratishthitam.
Etameva Natishiyate.
Etameva
Yavai sa prithivi.
Yavai sa prithivi.
Iyam vavasam.
Iyam vavasam.
Yedidam asmin purushe shariram.
Yedidam asmin purushe shariram.
Asmin hi ime pranaha pratishthitaha. Hi ime prana pratishthita etadeva natishiyante.
Etadeva natishiyante.
Yadvaitat purushe shariram.
Yadvaitat purushe shariram.
Idam vavatat.
Idam vavatat.
Yadidam asmin antah purushe. Hridayam. Asmin hi ime pranaha pratishthitaha.
Asmin hi pranaha
pratishthitaha. Etadeva natishiyante.
Etadeva natishiyante.
Saisha chatushpadam.
Saisha
Shadvidha Gayatri.
Shadvidha Gayatri.
Tadetadruchabhyanuktam.
Tadetadruchabhyanuktam.
Brahma Rupena Gayatri Upasana. Let's begin from this mantra onwards. Brahman in its original form is not an object of upasana. Brahman in its original form is not an object of upasana. Why? நிரவயவத்வாத் நிர்குணத்வாத். அக்ராஹ்ய அவ்யவஹாரியா. அக்ராஹ்யம் மீன்ஸ் யூ கெனாட் கிராஸ்ப். அக்ராஹ்யம் அவ்யவஹாரியம், தட் இஸ் த ரீசன் வை யூ கெனாட் டூ உபாசனா ஆன் பிரம்மன், பிகாஸ் பிரம்மன் இஸ் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் வியவஹார அயோக்யா. பிரம்மன் இஸ் அவ்யவஹாரா இஸ் ஈக்குவல் டு வியவஹார அயோக்யா பிரம்மன். ஃபார் உபாசனா, உபாசனா வி ரிக்வயர் சகுணம், guna is required. Since Brahman is nirgunam, we cannot do any upasana on nirguna Brahman. Clear? Now nirguna Brahma nedam edidam upasate. What is Brahma lakshanam? Whatever you do upasana, suppose you come and claim after seeing the God after long upasana, this is the Brahman, you say after darshanam, Upanishad says, na idam Brahma. Yad idam upasate, whatever you meditate upon, whatever you contemplate or do meditation, that is not Brahman. நேதம் எதிதம் உபாசதே, நேதம் எதிதம் உபாசதே. சிமிலியரா இருக்கோ? ரொம்ப நாளுக்கு முன்னாடி உச்சி உபனிஷத், கேனர் கேனோ உபனிஷத். ஓகே, சோ டு இன்வோக் பிரம்மன், நவ் சச் பிரம்மன் ஐ ஹாவ் டு மெடிடேட் அப்பான், ஹூ இஸ் அவ்யவஹாரியா. But I want to meditate upon that Brahman. So, I have to invoke Brahman on something. What is that something? Here Upanishad says, that avahanam, invocation means avahanam. I have to meditate upon Brahman, who is nirgunam. I have to do avahanam. Whom I can do avahanam? Gayatri avahanam. In Varalakshmi Nomandal we do no avahanam. In Devi Navaratri also they do avahanam. So therefore you have to give naivetyam from morning and evening also two times. Avahanam, once you do, prana pratishtha, that is, that Bhagavan need food, water, everything. Every day you have to do when you do avahanam. Therefore, or pratikam, symbol. Gayatri is the symbol, pratikam. Symbol is used, which is sagunam, upon that nirguna Brahman. Saguna Gayatri is superimposed upon that Nirguna Brahman for Upasana. Since Nirguna Brahma cannot be meditated upon, therefore that Gayatri who is Sagunam with attributes, I superimpose upon this Nirgunam Brahma. That is the heading, Gayatri Dwara Brahma Upasana. For that matter, all temple pujas are all this only. In Vishnu temple, Vishnu Rupa Dwara Brahma Upasana. In Shiva temple, Shiva Rupena Brahma Upasana. Any temple for that matter. This is the truth. You might have visited many temples, number of temples, This is the truth we have to understand. Now you are all PhD students. So this is the minimum knowledge we have to understand. Whenever you do in your puja room also, you are invoking that Brahman upon your Ishta Devata, Kula Devata. Therefore, in fact, here Saguna is superimposed. See, now we have to say reverse order. Saguna is superimposed, that Gayatri, superimposed upon Nirguna Brahman. Saguna is superimposed on Nirguna Brahman. Now, here for the sake of Upasana, upon Saguna, we superimpose Brahman. புரியுற ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்டுக்கு இந்த ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் டிஃபரன்ஸ் தெரியறதோ திருப்பி சொல்றேன் பாருங்க. சகுணா இஸ் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ்ட் அப்பான் பிரம்மன். சகுணா இஸ் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ்ட் அப்பான் பிரம்மன். அட்ரிபியூட்டட் தேவதா காயத்ரி தேவதா இஸ் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ்ட் அப்பான் ஹூம்? அட்ரிபியூட்லெஸ் பிரம்மன். Now here Upanishad says, for the sake of Upasana, upon Saguna, Gayatri, you have to superimpose Brahman. எழுதி வச்சுக்கோங்க, புரியலன்னா வீட்டுக்கு போய் திருப்பி திருப்பி படிக்கணும். Upon Saguna, Gayatri, you have to superimpose Brahman. அது தெரியாதது போய் எப்படி சூப்பர் இம்போஸ் பண்ண முடியும்? ஓகே, நை சூப்பர் இம்போஸ் அப்பான் சம்திங் விச் ஐ டூ நாட் நோ. தட் இஸ் வை உபனிஷத் ஹேஸ் கம் ஹியர் டு எஜுகேட் அஸ் ஹவு டு டூ உபாசன. ஸோ அப்பான் ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் வி டூ அப்பான் ஓங்கார த சகுண சிம்பல் அப்பான் ஹுச் நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா இஸ் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ்டு. Once I superimpose Nirguna Brahma upon Omkara, where we saw Huch Upanishad, இப்படியெல்லாம் கேள்வி கேட்பேன். சும்மா அட்வான்ஸ் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் சொல்லிட்டு விட மாட்டேன். ஐ ஹாவ் டு டெஸ்ட் யூ எவ்ரி மூமெண்ட். மாண்டூக்கி உபனிஷத், வெரி குட். ஸோ நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா இஸ் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ்ட் அப்பான் ஓங்காரா சிம்பல். சிமிலர்லி நிர்குணம் பிரம்மா இஸ் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ்ட் அப்பான் த காயத்ரி. ஸோ நவ் திஸ் காயத்ரி இஸ் த பிரதீகம். காயத்ரி இஸ் எ மீட்டர், MVTRE மீட்டர். இட் இஸ் சந்தஸ், இஸ் எ மீட்டர் மீன்ஸ் சந்தஸ். Chandas is a name given to a type of chanting method. Chandas is a name given to a particular type of chanting. Gayatri meter, Gayatri chandas. Ushnik, Brihati, Mahati, Trishtup. All these are like that only. Among all this, Gayatri is 1 meter. Gayatri is 1 meter. 1 meter anna and thuni kadaila chollara and the meter kadaiyadu. That's why the spelling chollara. Meter means chandas. A particular type of pattern. Pattern of chanting. Mantra or a particular. That's why it is called mantra. Once it has got a chandas, trishtup, anushtup, mahati, brihati, chand, gayatri, then it is called a mantra. All are not mantras. When they have chandas, they are called mantras. Now, this Gayatri Chandas, Gayatri meter, really Devata is Savita Devata. I hope many of you know that. In many of my classes, previous classes, I have already given in detail. Gayatri is not a Devata, but Gayatri is a Chandas. Savita Devata is in Gayatri meter. Savita Devata mantra, Bhurbhuvasvaha tatsavitirvarenyam bhargo devasya dhimahi, is Savita Devata mantra. Savitru Devata katvat Savitri. Why she is called Savitri? Savitru Devata katvat Savitri. That Savitri Devata, the mantra which is in Gayatri meter, therefore it is called Gayatri mantra. Clear? Savita Devata katvat, since the Savita Devata is worshipped, therefore it is called Savitri mantra. Why Savitri mantra is called Gayatri? Because Savitri mantra is arranged. That mantra is arranged in such a meter called Gayatri meter. Therefore, that Savitri mantra can be called as Gayatri. Gayantam trayate iti Gayatri. Ganat tranat iti Gayatri. If you sing Gayatri meter, Tat purushaya vidmahe vakratundaya dhimahi tanno danti prachodayat. Narayanaya vidmahe maha vaya dhimahi. Very good. So, these are all Gayatri meter. Like that, Savitri Bhurbhuvasvaha Tatsavitirvarenyam, also like that Gayatri meter. So Savitri Devata. There Vishnu Vinayaka, here Savitri Devata. This is about Gayatri Savitri clarification. Over. Now in these mantras, actual Gayatri is Tripada Gayatri. Actual Gayatri mantra is called Tripada Gayatri. Three lines will be there. Each line has got eight letters. Each line has got eight letters. 3 into 8. Calculator venumo? Vendame. 24 letters. Chatur Vigumsha Akshara Gayatri. Chatur Vigumsha 24. Gayatri, normally it has got 24 letters. Each line has got 8 letters. There are 3 lines in that Tripada Gayatri. Now, here Upanishad is talking about 4 lines of Gayatri, not Tripada, Chatushpada. There are 4 lines in this Gayatri mantra. Once 4 lines are there, then what? 6 letters in each line, not 8 letters, 6 lines. Chatushpat Gayatri Upasana. Chatushpa means 4 padas. Gayatri Upasana, meditation upon Gayatri. 4 lines of 6 letters each is called Chatushpat Gayatri. In Mandukya also, one mantra says, Sarvagumhi hetad brahma, ayamatma brahma, soyamatma chatushpat. Gayatri va idagum sarvam. So, that is Gayatri. Gayatri meter. Everything is Gayatri. Over. So, here, Brahman is everything. That is what going to come. The topic is Brahman. Brahman is everything. Since Gayatri is everything, since Gayatri is everything, Gayatri is equal to Brahman. Gayatri is Brahman. Gayatri is finite only. Actually, Gayatri, that Savitri Devata, is finite only. But once you see, superimpose Brahman upon that Gayatri, what will happen? Gayatri will become Brahman, infinite. All pervading, everything is Gayatri. Perception, bhavana. Sarvatmaka rupena Gayatri upasana. In Gayatri, Brahman is invoked. Since Brahman is everything, Sarvatmaka rupena Gayatri upasana. Now, this is the first portion of these mantras. In the second portion of these five mantras, whatever five mantras we have read now, essence I am giving. Okay. Now, the second part of meditation is, this is the first part of meditation. What is the first part? We are going to invoke Gayatri, Brahman, invoke superimposed upon Gayatri, that Gayatri which is Chatushpat Gayatri. Gayatri is none other than Chandas. That Gayatri is real, is Savitri Devata. We are taking attributed Savitri, superimposing Brahman upon that. So, Gayatri Sarvatmaka Rupena. Sarvatmaka Rupena, the moment the word comes, as the form of everything, Sarvatmaka, the indweller of everything, ityarthaha. Sarvatmakam, the indweller of everything. Who is the indweller of everything, Savitri or Brahman? Brahman. Therefore, Sarvatmaka, if I say, that Savitri must be what? Brahman. So, Savitri, Savitri, I am not telling. Gayatri, that word only we are using. Oh, you have to understand, whenever I say Gayatri, Savitri, you have to remember. Nare perukku indha vishayame theriyadhu. Romba naal aagum. Savitri ki Gayatri ki enna peru? Romba 3-3 dhaane. The second part of meditation, which is prescribed, is that four mantras, these five mantras over with this explanation. Chatushpat Gayatri explanation has been given. Now we are going to enter into sixth mantra, that is the gist, second part of the meditation. How you look at that Gayatri as Brahman? What are the similarities? What are the similarities, common factors at micro level, at a macro level? How to tally this? In the sixth mantra, the gist is this. We'll read that. First I'll give the gist, then we'll go to the mantra. Because you require a lot of background. Then mantra, if you read, easily you can grasp. Brahman is the supporter of the whole creation. What mantra is going to say? Brahman is the supporter of the whole universe. Since Chatushpat Gayatri is Brahman, Because we have superimposed Brahman upon Gayatri. So Gayatri supports the whole universe. Tripi repeat pandra. This is the crux of the whole section. Brahman is, since Brahman is the supporter of the whole creation, and since Gayatri, Chatushpad Gayatri is the supporter of the creation, easily we can say Chatushpad Gayatri is the supporter. Since Chatushpad Gayatri is the Brahman, since Brahman is the supporter of the universe, Gayatri is equal to Brahman, Brahman is equal to Gayatri, therefore supporter of the whole universe. In that particular form that Gayatri supports, what are those particular forms? First, Vagrupena Gayatri. Four padas. He is giving four padas. Each pada, how it is going to encompass the whole creation. Each pada is going to take part in the whole creation. Chatushpad put together, whole creation will come. First one, Vagrupena Gayatri, first pada is compared. First pada of Chatushpad Gayatri is compared to Vagrupa Gayatri. Vagrupa Gayatri. Then second pada is compared to Prithivi Rupa Gayatri. Prithivi Rupena Gayatri. And the third pada, pada anna theriyumo, pada anna namma kaalu kediyadu. Pada anna line. Line. In the paragraph there is line, no? In sloka there is line. That line is called pada. For shloka, it is called pada. Third pada is compared to Sharira Rupena Gayatri or Sharira Rupa Gayatri. The fourth pada is compared to Hridaya Rupa Gayatri. Hridaya Rupa Gayatri. Now, Upanishad is explaining why it is taken like that. What is the reason? We have to give reason. There is a reason. Now, the first Vagrupena Gayatri is discussed. What is that? Because Vak is a supporter of all, protector of all. Vak means speech. Vak means speech. Since speech is the supporter of all, this Gayatri has been taken as Vak Rupa Gayatri. Since she is the supporter, Vak is the supporter, therefore Vak Rupena Gayatri. Gayantam Trayate. Whoever sings Gayatri, they sings means they will chant. Chanting. Or talking. You can take it as talking here. Addressing. Walk is, this is addressing is also. All the time you need not sing. I will sing Hindola Ragam, Mohan Ragam. You need not sing. Even talking is also a walk shakti. Ganat. Ganat means the talking, speaking, addressing. It is called walk. For example, Upanishad says, Mata, the mother protects the child. Hey, don't go that side, you will fall. Don't do this, you will get hurt. By walk, she is protecting the child. Father also say the same thing. Always be careful, don't do this. So father also protecting the child all the time by his walk. Of course, Guru also. Mata, Pita, Guru. Daivam. Daivam, whole Veda is protecting us. So, Ganat, Tranat, Gayatri. So, Vagrupena Gayatri, correct? Next, Prithivi Rupena Gayatri Jagataha Pratishtha. This whole creation is supported by the earth. The whole creation is supported by the earth. Since Gayatri is the supporter, in the form of Brahman, therefore, Gayatri can be worshipped as, meditated as, Prithivi Rupena Gayatri Upasana. And the second line, you have to look at the second line of Gayatri in this manner. First line, Vag Rupena. So when you are talking, speaking, addressing, what Rupam is Gayatri? Brahma Rupam, Gayatri Rupam, which protects. Similarly, Prithivi is also Gayatri Rupam. Since Gayatri protects, since Prithivi also protecting, supporting, we are all supported by the Prithivi. Gayatri is equal to Prithivi. Prithivi we worship because it is a supporter. The supporting capacity is the common feature. Now the third pada, adha jagataha pratishtha. Pratishtha means supporter. Supporter of what? Jagataha, of this universe. Prithivi is the supporter of this universe. Therefore, Gayatri is the supporter. Therefore, Prithivi Gayatri. Then Shariram, third aspect of Gayatri. Sharira also supports. We are supported by what? Supported by Shariram, body. Therefore, third pada is compared to Shariram. Shariram supports everything. Micro Adhyatma level, Adhyatmam level, and Adhi Bhautika level, macro level also. Therefore, third aspect of Gayatri is Sharira Rupena Gayatri. Fourth line and fourth aspect is Hridaya Rupena, Antahkarane Pranaha, all the Sukshma Shariram, sense organs, Prana, Pancha Pranas, resolve into heart. When you are sleeping, they are all resolved into Hridayam. So Hridayam is also is compared to Gayatri. With this background, we will read the sixth mantra. This is Rig mantra. In the fifth mantra, Tadeta Rucha Bhyuktam. Rucha means Rig mantra dvara uktam Rucha Bhyuktam. What is that Rig mantra? In the sixth mantra, we can sing. Tavanasya Mahimam.
Tavanasya Mahimam.
Tato Jayagumscha
Purushaham. Tato Jayagumscha
Purushaham. Padosya Sarva Bhutani.
Padosya Sarva Bhutani.
Tripadasya Amritam Divi. Iti. Iti and Rig mantra over. In Chandogya Upanishad quotes that Samaveda Upanishad. Adit Napamirko. What we are studying Chandogya Upanishad belong to Uchi Veda? Samaveda. This Samaveda doing what? Quoting the, look at my previous Veda. Rigveda talks about Gayatri Mantra like this. They're all friends, no? Each other. Rig Mantra only when you sing, it is called Samaveda. Okay? But respectively, the Samaveda says, I am quoting Rig Mantra here. This is comes in the Purusha Suktam also. Etavanasya mahima tato jayagam sya purushaha pado sya vishva bhutani tripadasya amritam divi. One or two words only different. Same like that. This mantra, mahima, mahiman shabdaha. Mahima means glory. Nakaranta pumlingaha, mahiman shabdaha, mahima, mahimano, mahimanaha. What is the mahima? Tavan asya mahima. In Purusha Suktam, etavanasya mahima. Here, tavanasya mahima. Tavanasya means the entire visible and invisible universe. Saguna Mahima of Brahman. Important word. Saguna Mahima of Nirguna Brahman. The entire universe, whatever we are seeing, is the glory of Nirguna Brahman. What type of glory? Saguna form. Saguna means what? Attributes, with attributes. Saguna means with attributes. Saguna Mahima of Brahman. What are those Mahimas? 14 lokas. 14 lokas put together. What are the 14 lokas? Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Suvarloka, Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapoloka, Satyaloka. Then come to down, atala, vitala, sutala, tala, atala, rasatala, mahatala, patala. Kanta padam pannanu. The 14 lokas la nama middle la irukkom ipo. All these 14 lokas come under sagunam, 1/4 of Brahman. 3/4 is invisible. Whatever is visible through your eyes, or through microscope, or another scope, telescope, whatever scope, there are no scopes also some places, but visible or invisible, whatever is there with attributes, they are all only occupying 1/4 of Brahman. 3/4 apdi ukkarndirukkar avaru. So 1/4 ki ivula brahmandam anna. அண்டாண்டம்புலு பிண்டாண்டம்புலு அந்த பிரம்மமயம் ராமமயம் பிரம்மமயம். சோ அண்டாண்டம்புலு பிண்டாண்டம்புலுன்னா த ஹோல் கிரியேஷன் இஸ் 1/4. பாதோஸ்ய சர்வா பூதானி. ஹியர் சர்வா இன் புருஷ சுக்தம் விஸ்வா. ஹியர் சர்வா. ஆல் த பீயிங்ஸ் புட் டுகெதர் ஹவு மச் பாதஹா. 1/4, 1/4, 1/4, 1/4, this much பிரம்மாண்டம், galaxies, planets, milky waves, 14 lokas. What to talk of that 3/4? Amazing, no? பாதஹா அஸ்ய, அஸ்ய பிரம்மணா. தீஸ் பூதானி, ஆல் தீஸ் பீயிங்ஸ், த்ரிபாதஸ்ய அமிர்தம் தேவி. அந்த த்ரிபாதம், த 3/4, 3/4. இஃப் யூ மேக் ஹோல் திங் எ சர்க்கிள், மேக் 4, 1/4, 1/4, 1/4, 1/4. ஓகே, திஸ் 1/4, 1/4, 1/4 பிரம்மன், நிர்குண பிரம்மன். அந்த 3/4 ஆயிடுது. 1/4 ஒரு பாதம் மட்டும், ஒரு காலு பாகம். தமிழில் சொல்லணும்னா ஒரு காலு பாகம் வந்து சகுணம் நிர்குணம் வந்து முக்கால் பாகம், தெரியறது கால பாகமா, தெரியாதது முக்கால் பாகமா, எப்படி இருக்கு பாருங்க. How can you comprehend? You cannot comprehend with this buddhi. Therefore, three quarters. We should not take this whole one quarter is part of that three-fourth Brahman. This is the tagarar. The part whole problem will come again. Part whole enna vandano? Visishtadvaitam. We are all part, one-fourth, because we are Sagunam. The whole Brahmanda is one-fourth. This one-fourth is the part of that whole. Therefore, we are part and whole. This type of idea will come. We should not take part whole. Why? This part whole, na, this one-fourth part is... This is the logic. We have to think, use our buddhi. Okay? Nalla buddhi use pannanum. Enna na, this one-fourth is sagunam upon this Brahman is superimposed, who is satyam. Upon which I am superimposing, that superimposed sagunam is mithya. Unreal. Unreal can never be the part of the whole. I will repeat once again. First example kudukuren, appo naan 23 repeat pandren. My shadow, my body creates a shadow. The shadow is because of my body. Can I claim that shadow is part of my body? I am here. My shadow is here. So therefore shadow is part of me. If I say, what will happen? Wherever I go, shadow also will come. Appa shadow also coming, Swamini. Appa shadow must be real. Any one of us can say shadow is real? Shadow is having the same satta, whatever I am having. It is experiencing, experientially real, but it has no substantiality of its own. It is not satyam, it is mithya, it is unreal. Therefore, that is not counted at all. What? This one-fourth nama rupa to be taken out. Even that nama rupa is also superimposed upon whom? Brahman. I will repeat again. Nama Rupa one-fourth Vacharambhanam Vikaro Namadheyam Mrittika Ityeva Satyam. This Namadheyam is temporary. The Satta, the substratum of this Nama Rupa is what? Nityam Brahma. So the Satta Nama Rupa has no reality. I have taken out the Nama Rupa. Really, who is there? Nityam Brahma is there. Therefore, the Sagunam is a temporary attribute given to Brahman, Nityam Brahma. So that unreal Nama Rupa you want to claim, or Nityam Brahma, who is the substratum you want to claim? Tell me now. Upon which Nityam Brahma, this Saguna name and form are relying. That can never be real. It is Anityam. Parts are Anityam. They are superimposed. Therefore, part whole philosophy is not there. One-fourth is also, really speaking, Brahman alone. For interaction sake, vyavahara sake, that names have been given to Brahman. There is nothing other than Brahman. There is no satta to the nama rupa of its own. Then only you can establish everything is Brahman. Jivan mukti you can establish. Otherwise, Jivan Mukti you cannot establish. Unless you establish Advaita, non-duality, you cannot establish Jivan Mukti. If you are not able to establish Jivan Mukti, you have to travel to either Kailasa or Goloka Vrindavanam or Vaikuntha or some other loka. You have to travel trip or trip. The aim of Upanishad is final culmination is Jivan Mukti. You want to get liberation moksha here or not? Verifiable moksha you require or non-verifiable Vireha Mukti or some Krama Mukti you want? Tell me. Verifiable. Guarantee card. Inge class le aham brahmasmi enna. Idi vittittu engeyo thedindirkane jnana tangame enna. Now we'll read the 7th mantra. Yadvaitat Brahma
Yadvaitat Brahma
Idam Vavatat
Idam Vavatat
Ayam Bahirdha Purushadakashah
Ayam
Bahirdha Purushakashah Yo vaisa bahirdha purushad akashah
Yo vaisa bahirdha purushad akashah
Ayam vavasah
Ayam vavasah
Yo yam antah purusha akashah
Yo yam antah purusha akashah
Yo vaisah Antah Purusha Akashah
Antah Purusha Akashah
Ayam Vavasah
Ayam Vavasah
Yoyam Antar Hridaya Akashah
Yoyam Antar Hridaya Akashah
Tadeva Purnam Apravartim
Tadeva Purnam
Purnam apravartini
Purnam apravartini
Shriyam labhate
Shriyam labhate
Ya evam veda
Evam veda
Now this section is going to be completed by giving this how that upasana to be done. Exact practice has been mentioned here. Upanishad prescribes the heart as the locus, location or locus. Locus for upasana. So Brahman alone is a dividing factor here, divided as though sthula prapancha, Sukshma Prapancha and Karana Prapancha. Don't ask me what is Thula Prapancha, Sukshma Prapancha, Karana Prapancha. Care of Tattva Bodha. As it were put. Brahman can never be divided. Brahman is Akhandaha, indivisible. As it were, Sthula Prapancha, gross world, Sukshma Prapancha, subtle world, Karana Prapancha, causal world, three division for our understanding sake. We have to arrive at Nirguna Brahman, therefore we have to supply all these. Now we have to see Brahman as the supporter of Sthula Prapancha called Virat. Ella palasu lesinda. Illa gnapagam illana innoru vaattu cassette ella kettukonga. You have to listen the previous lessons. Brahman as the supporter of Sukshma Prapancha is called Hiranyagarbha. Takka takka vandranu. Brahman as the supporter of causal world, causal universe is called as Ishvara. Wonderful. Now in Pralaya, in Pralaya, the dissolution time, the Virat, Sthula Prapancha, which is called as Virat, resolve into Hiranyagarbha, Sukshma Prapancha. Then that Sukshma Prapancha, Hiranyagarbha, resolve into Karana Prapancha, Ishvara. Very, very important point is going to come. Carefully listen. Resolution time, Brahman is, who is Ishvara? Maya Sahitam, Brahma is called Ishvara. That means what? Ishvara is none other than Brahman with attributes called Ishvara. So we are going to arrive at Brahman now. Now, in Jagradavastha, in Jagradavastha, what is Jagradavastha? So many avasthas are there, with one more avasthana. Waking state. Waking state, Jagradavasthayam, that sthula prapancha you are seeing, you are experiencing the Virat. Virat you are experiencing. In Swapna Avastha, Sushma Prapancha, that is Hiranyagarbha, you are experiencing. That you are experiencing is the addition to the previous statement. In Karana Prapancha, Karana Avastha, Karana Prapancha, you are experiencing whom? Ishvara. In Virat, in Jagrat Avastha, you are experiencing whom, Amma? Virat. In the Swami, Amma, Amma, ne chulwa, lipro, ayyan chulwa, maten. Okay, all of you, I'm addressing. In Jagrat Avastha, you are experiencing Virat. In Swapna Avastha, you are experiencing Hiranyagarbha. In Karana Avastha, Sushupti Avasthayam, Karana Prapancha, resolved into Ishvara, there you are experiencing whom? Ishvara. Every day we are experiencing Ishvara. How can you say, Swamini? I am asking, how can you experience Virat while you are waking? I am experiencing, Swamini, Virat Prapancham. Whole Prapancha is Virat, I am experiencing. In deep sleep also you are experiencing something that is Ishvara. Every day sleep low you are experiencing Ishvara. Therefore, Viranakhyam Brahma. Brihadaranyaka says, Aharaha Aharaha Brahma Gamayati. Every day, class liye oru oru vaati, nalla thookkam vanda, Ishvara anubhavam vanna. எங்க இல்லப்பா ஈஸ்வர தர்சனம் நமக்கு எப்பப்ப புரியாதோ அப்ப எல்லாம் ஈஸ்வர தர்சனம் தான் ஹாவ் ஈஸ்வர தர்சனம் 1 week கம் டு த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் ஓம் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே ஓம் சாந்தி 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 ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரி ஓம்.